Stanley Finch caught one of Samantha Gilchrist's wide-eyed, "You need to come here right now" looks as he topped off his boss's drink. Chuckling, he rolled his eyes. By that point, Stan was used to Sam's patented expressions and could read them almost instantly. Over the course of the past year of working for Sam's best friend, Amanda Montgomery, a year that had simultaneously gone by in a flash and felt like 10, Stan had often been on the receiving end of what he affectionately called the Samantha Gilchrist stare. "Stan," Sam whispered from just outside the living room, though it was more of a stage whisper than anything truly covert.
"Psst, Stan."
Stan glanced over to his boss, Alex Montgomery, who relieved him of his impromptu bartending duties with a nod. Stan headed for the hallway, noting that Alex's brother Stephen fell in line behind him, his eyes narrowed in concern. Stan, and everyone else who lived with or worked for the Montgomerys, knew that Stephen and Sam had a thing brewing between them. They merely hadn't acted on it yet. Stan would put good money on there being something close to a nuclear meltdown when it finally happened. That night, the Montgomery compound, and he wasn't exaggerating, it was a compound, bristled with activity. Thankfully, this time it was the celebratory kind. Hell, Alex and Amanda had only exchanged their wedding vows a couple of hours ago, followed by an incredible dinner and an over-the-top live band featuring a few sets from the bride herself and her good friend Jason Wilde. With just 30 guests, though, the evening hadn't been much different from their normal group dinners. Still, it was a celebration that had been a long time coming. The party had just moved from the terrace to inside, and everyone was gathered around the large bar in the living room, taking a much-needed break before dessert. A break, Stan feared, might be over, at least for him as he let Sam, who was acting all cloak and dagger, drag him along the long hallway. It was a bit ridiculous, he thought. Most of the night's guests were from Calder Defense, Alex and Stephen's private security company, and were, in any given scenario, notoriously the good guys. He tried to ask Sam where they were going, but she put a finger to her lips and kept walking until she finally stopped in front of the library. After giving him another Samantha Gilchrist stare, Sam motioned Stan inside, shutting the French doors behind them.
"Well?"
Stan asked when she turned to face him.
"I just got a call,"
she said, keeping up with the cryptic act.
"That's nice, Sam. I was just having a drink and celebrating Alex and Amanda's nuptials."
Behind them, the doors opened, and Stephen entered, clearly not caring that he was barging in on them. Stan wasn't surprised. If Samantha was on the move, the other brother Montgomery wasn't far behind. Not bothering to shut the doors behind him, Stephen said nothing, just stood against the wall. Sam glanced his way and gave him an exasperated look, motioning toward the open doors. Stephen leveled a serious look back at her, but closed the doors anyway. The entire silent exchange, Sam's clandestine act, Stephen's seriousness, was rather amusing. Stephen had been in an accident last month, and the gravity of it seemed to have moved the needle where his feelings for Sam were concerned. Apparently satisfied, Sam turned back to Stan with a straight-on stare. If you'd never met Samantha Gilchrist, you would be forgiven for not knowing she was the Arctic Circle come to life. However, once you got to actually know her, you knew if you could just crack her ice in the tiniest way possible, she oozed warmth from the inside. But back to her stare. Scary straight. Then a deadpan. "It's about Jen." At this, Stan went cold. Suddenly he was the Arctic Circle without the inner warmth.
"Jenny."
Unable to think of what else to do, Stan turned to leave. He didn't want to hear any more, couldn't. But in an act that could have been choreographed, Stephen moved to block the doors at the exact moment Sam grabbed Stan's shirt. "She's in trouble, Stan." Eyes narrowed. He took out his frustration on the woman in front of him.
"What's wrong with you and your friends that someone's always in trouble? We've only just sorted out Amanda's problem, and now there's another one?"